The Michigan Attorney General's office has decided to withdraw subpoenas sent to reporters who are investigating prison conditions for teenaged inmates. The AG's office served subpoenas yesterday against a Huffington Post reporter and then against Michigan Radio. The subpoenas asked for all notes and records dealing with interviews connected to a lawsuit that alleges sexual assaults against teenage state prison inmates. Huffington Post reporter Dana Liebelson said she was served twice last week while she was on assignment in Michigan. Yesterday, Michigan Radio received a subpoena asking for information connected to attorney Deborah LaBelle's appearance last week here on Stateside. Well, after quite a bit of media coverage yesterday, an AG's office spokeswoman said they decided to withdraw the subpoenas and pursue the information, quote, in other ways. Robin Herman is general counsel for the Michigan Press Association, and she joins me now. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you, Cynthia. Nice to talk with you.
How common is it, Robin, for reporters to be subpoenas about not so much about who their sources are, but is in this case a subpoena seeking the reporter's notes or audio of interviews?
It's relatively rare to have such subpoenas issued, and especially rare to have them issued by the AG's office or a prosecutor's office. Where I see them more frequently is in private civil litigation, not involving a government entity. But even then, it's fairly rare.
So when you got this news yesterday and heard about these subpoenas being served, how surprised were you?
I was quite surprised, actually, both with the fact that there had been subpoenas issued and with the particular factual circumstances of how the subpoenas were served.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as I understand it, the Huffington Post reporter was served with a subpoena while she was at the prison and conducting an interview or shortly around that time period. And typically that's not how subpoenas are served on someone.
Now, you've already told us this is very, very rare. And I'm wondering, what are the legal standards? How does this all fit in with First Amendment protections?
Well, reporters have a First Amendment right to gather news as part of their the freedom of the press. And depending on where the reporters are, there are either statutory protections in addition to the constitutional protections or case law protections. And what that means generally is that the news gathering process is protected unless there's a compelling reason that the information is needed. And especially protected are reporters' notes, their confidential informants, and anything that is not published. The standards are slightly different if the information is already publicly available, but the highest protections are for confidential sources and for information that is unpublished.
And just to kind of give us some First Amendment 101, Robin, why is that so crucial?
Well, it's critical because the public's right to know depends on the press's ability to gather the news, to investigate the news. And the courts have long recognized that if reporters are faced with subpoenas that require them to turn over information obtained from confidential informants or otherwise unpublished information, it can negatively affect what the public eventually knows, because it harms the news gathering process, which means that the reporting process is also harmed.
So circling back to what you had said about your surprise that the likes of an attorney general whose job would be protecting the Constitution would send these subpoenas down the road, that's why you were so surprised.
Yes, I think so. One of the other things, Cynthia, is there's something called an investigative subpoena that prosecutors and law enforcement officials can use, and there's been some decisions relating to that. And when I first heard, I wasn't sure whether or not an investigative subpoena had been used or a more standard sort of subpoena that we see in civil litigation. And it turns out that it was not an investigative subpoena, so far as I could tell.
In the investigative subpoena, that would be, give us an example, just so we understand how that works.
So the case really, if you remember the riots at MSU in, I think, approximately 2000, there were criminal investigations relating to that, and a bunch of news entities received subpoenas to get unpublished information, right? Film footage and witness statements, that sort of thing, as part of the investigation. And the statute in Michigan and the case law says that investigative subpoenas cannot be used for this sort of unpublished information, especially when the reporter is not the person who's the target of the investigation. So when I first heard about this, I was concerned that perhaps an investigative subpoena was used, which would have been inappropriate so far as I can determine in these circumstances, but it wasn't.
Robin, what's your sense? Why do you think Attorney General Schuette's office decided to withdraw the subpoenas?
That would be speculation, certainly, on my part. I think that in my experience, and this doesn't include the Attorney General's office, sometimes lawyers just automatically send out subpoenas because it's an easy way, in their view, to get information from others. It's, if you've seen the form, it's relatively simple to fill out, and they don't necessarily think through who they're sending the subpoenas to and the fact that they might be getting information that is subject to protection.
As general counsel for the Michigan Press Association, I can imagine you've spent some time kind of weighing this in your mind. I'm wondering what you think this says about the relationship between journalists and the government. Is there a deeper takeaway here?
That's a tough question. You're always concerned as a media lawyer with the government respecting the importance of the press reporting on the functioning of government. It's critical to the democratic process. And sometimes, whether it's deliberate or inadvertently, the government can suggest that that role of the press isn't respected. I don't know that that's what happened here, but it's important for government to function well, for the press to report on when the government is functioning well and when the government isn't functioning so well. And so I think that role of the press really needs to be respected by the government.
Robin Herman is general counsel for the Michigan Press Association. Robin, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Cynthia.